Welcome to the Build Up on Balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
Mick, I'm at a loss as what we're going to do for the NFL picks this week, because you infamously resigned last week because your form was so bad from making the three picks. We got Morris in instead. Morris has been kicked off the show for such a poor showing after spouting on about how he was going to get all three. To be fair, I don't think he did, but anyway, I'm going to blame him for it. So, am I going to be left to do it this week?
Well, my resignation is final, at least for another week. So, I've decided I'm not equipped to give my picks to the world after my performances of the last 3 or 4 weeks. Morris clearly isn't the man for the job, but I have drafted in the only man that knows more than any of us about American football and the NFL, because he is of the United States of America. He is from the United States of America. He, in fact, played football. He played left tackle for Boston College between the years of 1998 and 1998.
He was also the third next choice to be part of Tiger Woods' President's Cup team.
Yeah.
And narrowly missed out on that. Loves his golf.
It is our very own Donnie Mahoney.
Oh!
Jeez, that was a big build up there. It was a lot of silence.
I thought it was going to be Tom Brady there.
I thought we had forgotten your name there for a second.
And you didn't mention the time that I represented America in the American Football World Cup.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know about it, but we
took on a few countries.
Oh yeah, did you win?
Yeah, we beat Macedonia in the final.
Oh, okay.
Played left tackle.
You were left tackle. Sorry. This is one of the smaller left tackles that we've ever come across, but it all came to your low center of gravity, really, didn't it?
We played small ball in those days.
It was funny. Donnie, like most left tackles, will just kind of like use their big body to stop the defensive end getting around. Donnie, low center of gravity, very, very interesting technique. He used to basically back body drop them up into the air, like Ric Flair style.
Oh,
and as they're up in the air about to land on their back, the running back would just go through the hole as he flew over him. It was unbelievable.
See, like type of a Rey Mysterio almost. Mm. Donnie, you're also, like, talking about all these different sporting achievements. Your biggest sporting achievement in my eye is that you're somehow playing yourself in our office fantasy football league final this weekend.
I don't know how it came to this, but yeah, true dominance.
Two daddies.
I don't know what to do. I'm torn. It's myself against myself in the final.
Well, look, hopefully you just have a good time.
I guess.
Everybody goes home happy.
I was thinking of benching everybody, but just letting the kickers have a day. Kicker versus kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of bad
or
idea.
You could hand over your team to other people.
Nah.
Maybe the whole office together. It'd be like the President's Cup. It'd be the USA, you, versus the rest of the world. Balls Media, other NFL fans, and we pick your team.
Interesting.
It's not a bad idea.
And, you know, we have a President's Cup for ourselves.
My main team, I didn't make any roster moves the whole season. I went with the team that I drafted.
That's so embarrassing. Jesus. For the rest of us, really.
Yeah, it really is.
I also am playing Donnie in a massive semi-final of a different league, a long-standing league where we have a dynasty/dynasty league, so we keep our players forever. I won it last year. There's a few quid in the line in this one. I've won it twice.
You beat me in the final.
Donnie, I don't think, has ever won it. I beat him in the final last year, and now we're playing each other in the semi-final. I've had a rickety old season. My lads haven't been performing at their best, but they've, you know, like the best teams do, they found a way to get to this stage, but now it's like, you know, they have to turn it on this week. I'm very, very worried about them.
You've got the quality there.
Yeah.
On your day, you're very difficult to beat.
Yeah,
but you haven't hit form, but like you'd be very scared playing you as well, you know.
Yeah, and just so people know, the favorite to win on the other side of the draw is Throne legend Philip Jordan.
Mm. Oh wow,
yeah,
Philly Jordan, interesting stuff. That's a good final. Looking forward to whoever makes it. Donnie, your picks this week though. Okay. Who have you got against the spread?
So am I correctly informed that you guys have been doing terrible at the picks?
I had been doing really well for half of the season. Like, I mean, I was like about 10 games over 500 at one stage, like, but it went to hell. I basically started getting a load of 1-1-1s. Then I think I got 3 of them in a row. Then I got a 1-2, and then it dropped to a 0-3, and I decided to resign.
Yeah. Yeah. The only one I ever picked on the podcast was the last time you were on, when you had the Dolphins to beat the spread against the Redskins, and I convinced you to change it to the Redskins, and that lost, so I retired.
Right.
I retired defeated, not undefeated, just 0-1.
I noticed a young Morris Brosnan walking around the office today shouting picks at people, like as if anybody was going to take it seriously ever.
No. Well, he got 1-2. He got the Chiefs.
But Morris cheats as well, because he's like the Jags this weekend. The Jags are a lock, Mark. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, the Patriots are a lock. And he said the exact same phrase of both of them, but he meant the Patriots to beat the spread and the Jags to not beat the spread.
Okay. Yeah, he did actually. Yeah.
So he's just sitting on the fence because he can say, once he says it, he says the team and says they're locked, then he can be right whichever way they turn out. But what are you going with?
Okay, well, I think here we are. It's week 15. There's 3 weeks left in the season. A lot of teams have their eyes on the playoffs. A lot of the teams have their eyes on a nice little holiday in Mexico or Puerto Rico or somewhere like that.
They've been at it for a good 2 or 3 months now. They need to take the rest of the year and all of next year off.
I mean, these guys work 17 Sundays of the year and that's basically all they do. Yeah. So they're off for 8 months. But anyway,
as a former left tackle at a very high level, you'd know.
It's an easy life. Anyway, look, there's some teams that are really bad at the moment. And it's not like, you would think like the Dolphins and the Redskins and the Jets, these are the teams who were bad at the beginning of the season. But a few teams have really fallen out of form. And I think those are the teams you want to target with your betting here on Ladbrokes this week. To me, the Detroit Lions are shambles and they are not going in the right direction. They are hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are very fluky and you don't want to back. But they are 4-point underdogs, the Lions at home to Tampa Bay. Like, they've got David Blau starting a quarterback. Marvin Jones just went on IR yesterday. They have nothing on offense. Winston against a bad team, I think he has a broken finger. I just think the Lions can't score, and they were interesting on Thanksgiving for maybe half an hour, but ultimately they're going to get hammered here. They were destroyed by Minnesota, even though the score wasn't that big. Yeah. So give me Tampa Bay -4 all week. Yeah.
Speaking of fantasy football, Bucks, Winston roared back into form last week after he was disgraceful the week before and got me knocked out.
He's hilarious. He throws 2 interceptions a game just to start off with and then sees what happens. And they've actually been good. They're out of the playoffs as well, but they're actually such an exciting team. Morris was talking about them and the Dolphins last week. Can I just pick up on your pick? I actually do agree with it. I think the Lions have reached a breaking point almost, but they have basically, I think they've lost possibly 8 in a row, maybe 7 in a row, right?
Yeah.
In every game this season up until last week, they've led.
Right.
They were the best red zone team in the league because they were in every game and they would either throw it away or they wouldn't come back or whatever. They were in every single game until last week. And I think you're right. I think they've just reached that. They've just lost too many players now. Like, it was bad enough losing Stafford. Now to lose Jones, who was having such a great season, and all the running backs, I think, are dead as well. Kerryon Johnson hasn't played all year. So I just think that they've reached the end of it, whereas Tampa are actually just coming into a bit of form.
Tampa, I think they just love having these crazy shootout games every week.
Yeah.
You can't go with Detroit. How far can you go with a third string quarterback? I think in the end, you're going to
get... Once Kenny Golladay gets his touches for my fancy team, then I don't really mind.
Yeah.
Second
pick, another team, Mark, that is completely cashed in, is done playing poker, booking the taxi home right now from the casino, are the Carolina Panthers. They traveled to Atlanta last week. Atlanta, who are shambles on their own right, and they were utterly destroyed. They fired their coach, and sometimes you fire your coach and you get a response and it's like, you're going to fire up the troops and get everybody going again. But I think they brought in North Turner's son, I think, as the coach, and they were just terrible against a bad team. So you have Seattle, who are going to be hurting after losing on Sunday night to the Rams, and they're going to be looking for blood here against Carolina. And the spread is 5.5 points, but I think Seattle are going to win like 30-0.
Even I know that 5.5 points is a steal. Like, the Panthers lost by 20 points to the Falcons last weekend.
Yeah.
Like, 5.5, yes, I agree. I'm going to put my pennies worth in here.
I think
good call. No arguments here. Carolina Panthers, a joke.
Now, I was talking Morris down. And I'll continue to talk Morris down. But it's very hard when you look at Jacksonville Jaguars, also 5.5-point underdogs to the Oakland Raiders in the last game in Oakland Alameda Stadium.
Is it? I was wondering.
Black hole,
yeah.
The last game that they'll ever host there. I mean, Jacksonville, if you look at their stats over the last 5 games, I think they're maybe, it's the worst run of any team over a 5-game stretch since like the 1986 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They've lost 45-10, 28-11, 42-20, 33-13, 26-3.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, the Raiders have lost 3 in a row and have been really poor lately, but even so.
Yeah, the Raiders aren't great, but they're capable of a sort of like rousing emotional performance. And I think you know, there's a lot of this time of year, you know, like you look at like the Miamis and the Washingtons of the world, you're looking for value when you're betting the NFL. And there's teams that are that go out and fight and play every week, and then there's teams that are just basically laid down dead. And it's the Jacksonvilles and I think the Detroits and the Carolinas, they're done. They're just like, get me out of here, get me on the plane home. So those are my picks.
Okay, I have two things to say. One, I think I'm very, very interested in like Donnie actually coming in here with a strategy, with an idea that like, here's the type of teams you should be looking for, here's three of them. Nobody's ever done that before, but then again, nobody's really had any success. So I'm very intrigued to see how it will go. The other thing I want to talk about briefly outside of the picks is, can we talk just very, very briefly about the Oakland Raiders hosting their last ever game and how sad, how profoundly sad that is, as like, you know, for people who aren't familiar with American sports, like think about this, think about Southampton get relegated this year and the last game at St. Mary's, all the fans go, and there's a sad thing about it because they're not going to be in the Premier League anymore. They already know they're relegated. But ultimately next year, they're still going to have matches to go to. They're still going to have the championship. They still have the possibility of one day being back. But for Oakland, this like proud franchise, lunatic fans, like absolutely, like regardless of whether you like them or not, like they're super passionate and super involved and invested in the team. And they're going to go and paint their face and wear all their armor and whatever else that they do next week and cheer on the team on Sunday, and then they're going to go home with no prospect of ever going to see that team again. They're not going to exist anymore.
Well, baffles me.
It's interesting.
They're going to go to Las Vegas. It'll be a different, it'll be still the Raiders, but they won't be in their city.
They have one of like the strongest fan cultures of any American sports team. When you look at like what how Americans gravitate towards sports and how they sort of treat it as an event, most people see it as entertainment sports. Yeah. But for Raiders fans, it's like really this, it's kind of closer to religion and like weird festivals. There's bikers who are big Raiders fans. They love dressing up like pirates and painting their faces and stuff. And like, there aren't many other teams that have fan bases like that.
Yeah.
But it's weird because unlike say like the Chargers, when the Chargers moved from San Diego to LA, it was like this big kind of mourning, like because they were the Chargers were the only team in San Diego, so it was like, well, the Padres, I guess, but like the teams. I'll take that back. But like there was
baseball.
It was like the team had lost, like the city had lost something really important when the Chargers moved.
Yeah.
And while like this feels different from just the kind of what I've can gauge from here, but it's like I think the Raiders Nation is sort of. It's not really, it's also kind of above geography. And while it's like they're rooted in Oakland, obviously, like they obviously moved to LA in the 90s and they played the LA Raiders and then they came back to Oakland, and Oakland is their spiritual home. But I kind of think it'll sort of transfer to Vegas in a way.
But
as
that's
well.
For other people though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking like, Mark, Cavan go and move to Monaghan and like play under the name Monaghan. But it's all the same jerseys and the same team and all. You're just gonna be left without a team. The team that you've supported all your life are no longer yours. They belong now to somebody else, but they still exist.
And it's not as long a trip from Monaghan as it is from Oakland
to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
They also should just mention about Oakland. They've also lost their basketball team this year.
Yeah.
Or last year was it? Like
no,
so
they moved to San Francisco.
Now it's out. Like they moved to San Francisco across the bay, but it's still to a different city. Yeah. They played in Oakland, Golden State Warriors. Now they play in San Francisco. They're left now with basically just a baseball team that they make films about.
I will never get my head around it.
That will probably move to Vegas sometime soon. Like their A's aren't really safe there either. But it's funny, and it's like with the Raiders, they have. Like they're such an important team in the history of the NFL. Like if you look back on these amazing videos from the 70s of the NFL, like NFL film stuff, it's like the Raiders were one of the iconic franchises in like making the sport like what it is. You know, it was those sort of Kenny the Snake Stabler kind of times.
Filthy
you know?
Bastards, like those lads. Yeah.
Have you ever heard the poem? I think it's called "Autumn Is a Raider." It's a sort of audio poem that was made by NFL Films. And it's one of it's like iconic piece of NFL Films content where it's like this big rousing music and then a poem about the Raiders.
Okay.
I think it might be good music to go out on.
I was about to say, it's time to go, so we will play out on that. To subscribe to the full Build Up podcast, search The Build Up on Balls.ie on all good podcast apps.
The autumn wind is a pirate. Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash. With a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache, he growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.